Good afternoon. You're listening to Katie and Kay, and this is Heart Song, following Bronco Babble. My name's Raleigh Burley. I am the host of this program, all about people following their passions and making positive transformations in the world around them. Today's guests are Anders Carlson and Maya Saucedo. These are two youth who have just flown to New York City to join the Climate Week demonstrations, which are in coordination with a big UN meeting about climate change. So let's see if we got them on the other line. Anders, Maya, are you there?
Yep, we're here.
Hi, Raleigh. Great to be with you.
Great to hear your voices. We spoke in Katie and Kay's offices just not too many days ago, and you guys told us that you are about to embark on this journey, that it's something that you're very passionate about. Could you explain a little bit about Visionary Aerials and how you two came to work together and what motivated you two to take this flight to New York City and join the demonstrations?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a videographer, photographer for many years now. Visionary Aerials is my company. But what really sort of brought Maya and I together to work on this was the chance to help co-produce a local environmental event called Our Day in Snowmass. We were just super inspired by the chance to be in the room, learn from some bright minds. And then out of that sort of came an invitation from a good friend of ours, Jerrica, who is working with the United Nations. And she invited us to come out here and be part of this youth climate strike that's going to take place on the 20th at noon.
And how about you, Maya? What motivates you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, whenever we have the opportunity to co-produce at the Our Day in Snowmass, Colorado, I had no idea of the amount of crisis, essentially, that this was. I knew it was a problem, but I didn't know if any of the movements or any of these people who were really trying to get the voices out there. So when I had the opportunity to kind of be a voice for the people around me, I said, yeah, let's do it. So that's why I'm here.
Now, it's been, let's see, less than 24 hours since you guys arrived to New York City. I guess it was late or early in the morning, extremely early, like in the 3 a.m. hours.
Yeah, we arrived at sunrise on, was that Tuesday? So it's been a couple days on the ground here. It's a big difference from the small town streets of Carbondale to New York City's hustle and bustle. It's a really beautiful international sort of feeling here. I think in general, you know, New York City is very diverse culturally, and but this is an extra special time, sort of during Climate Week. So everything's packed, and you can just sort of feel the energy of New York City is it's a powerful and inspiring place to be.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. Absolutely.
And so what have you seen so far? Who are some of the people that you've been meeting? I know the big event, the Youth Climate Strike, is this Friday, and there will be a coordinated strike here in Carbondale organized by 350 Colorado at Cypress Park at noon. But what kind of energy is culminating right now in New York City?
Well, with the annual UN climate talks that they have about, it sparks up, you know, all of these leaders and movements to kind of collaborate around the same day. So outside of the UN, we're going to be meeting and greeting with some of these top people. We've already communicated with founders of a wonderful movement, Africa. What was the name?
Yeah, the Africa Future movement. And we attended a talk last night by Nelson Mandela's grandson, Indaba, and it was inspiring. His energy was electric, and it's just interesting to see surrounding Climate Week, as Maya was saying, that there's all these satellite events hosted by nonprofits and different groups of people who are coming together to work on, more local, regional, micro challenges. But everybody's sort of here and getting ready for the high level talks and for the strikes as well.
Working on some RSVPing and to some events. We're going to be capturing all of our content to share at a later time once we get all of our videos together, so that we can go ahead and start sharing. And our main goal is to kind of get the word out to our youth, because those are our next leaders, they're our innovators, our scientists. Any future that we have, it's dependent on what we do now.
And so you two work, you have this company, Visionary Aerials. Are you planning to get aerial footage of the strike on Friday?
So the interesting thing about New York City is it's a very complicated airspace situation. We are working on the chance to capture aerial footage from a helicopter, drones not being allowed anywhere in this whole area. But yeah, New York City is pretty huge and spectacular. For those of you who haven't had a chance to check it out, I would highly recommend it.
So so likely not drone footage, as cool as that would be. Any tall buildings you might be able to climb up?
Yeah, so we've sort of been looking at the protest route, which is going to travel about 3 miles through the city, and that'll give us a chance to sort of capture the scope of what's going to happen. It's going to be three miles long, and about an hour or so to sort of cover that duration.
Have you met any people so far who have traveled like yourselves to be a part of this grand strike?
We've met, including previous to New York itself, we've already collaborated and networked with some of these youth leaders. We're looking forward to get some access to Greta Thunberg, who we all know is all really big in like the whole movement as a whole, like globally. We've met with Shatesti Martinez, head of Earth Guardian, Bastida, who is the founder for Fridays for Future, that's actually taken place in New York to have some of these people in schools. They actually risk every Friday to go and to talk about things that they can do to contribute. So we're looking to get collaborated with her again. And of course, outside of that, we're going to be looking at all of the other leaders who we'll have conversations with. Their names to come soon. We're just trying to see what we have access to and what's most realistic while trying to get our goal completed at the same time. Because we do have a lot of access, so we're just trying to leverage that the best way as possible.
And as far as you know, will the United Nations be inviting youth like Greta to speak at their climate talks?
They do have a day for the youth climate summit. That day, I believe it's after the strike. I think it may be the 23rd. We're looking up the information right now because they do have a separate day for just the youth. I'm not entirely too sure if Greta Thunberg will be speaking herself, but they do have representatives of the youth that will be there.
And how long will you two be staying in New York City to cover this event?
Yeah, so we'll be leaving the 30th. Global Climate Week does end the 29th, so we just wanted to give it an extra day to kind of tie up some loose ends and get everything out that we need to before we go back to Colorado.
And what kind of material are you looking forward to capturing during your time there in New York City?
Yeah, so while we're here in New York City, as Maya was saying, we're going to have access to some high level players. We were actually on our way to meet with Kunal Sood, who he's the TED resident and founder of the X Impact Group and Novus. He's a humanitarian working on a wide range of sort of world challenges. So we're going to have access to people like him who have the chance to really make a difference and sort of use their leverage at a high level. And sort of conversely to that, we're going to be in the streets sort of meandering and just bumping into the massive youth that's going to be striking and marching through the streets of New York. So we're looking at it, I think, like a lot of people in this conversation, in that it needs to be a high level story about what our governments are doing to tackle this challenge at a high level, and then also just your average everyday people on the street who are living here, who are participating, who are maybe not participating, and just sort of gathering all the different perspectives around climate change and climate science, and what does that mean? Do you care? Do you know about it? Are you already doing something about it? So we're gonna have a chance to talk to a lot of different people, and we're really excited to create a story that will be played on KDNK in the time following these historic events.
And I just got confirmation for the U Summit or the UN is going to take place September 21st. Anybody between the ages of 18 and 29 in the area are encouraged to come, because this is a youth movement. So we're really, really trying to focus on just them during that duration. But yes, the 21st is going to be when that's going to start.
And so can you each think of a moment when this became really relevant for you and a focus in your lives to share the story of what's being witnessed around the world and the human habits that are driving some pretty disastrous outcomes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, from where I came from, I'm initially from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and not even then until 2020, there's going to be a ban on plastic bags. I myself have always been kind of cautious and weary about how I'm treating the planet and what I'm doing with my waste and everything, but I had no idea the bigger things that can be done in the organizations and movements that you can be a part of. Even if you're just working your regular day-to-day job, you can have so much more of an impact. And essentially what I want to do is to be able to voice that and have people who are just in my boat do the same and feel really great about that. They feel like they can make a difference.
Yeah, that's incredible. And for me, it was sort of around the time in Colorado when there was a big sort of debate on fracking, and in the news, someone's house exploded due to a sort of faulty procedure and safety regulations surrounding fracking, which is definitely questionable to due to our environment to extract fossil fuels. So I got involved with the anti-fracking movement, Colorado Rising, participated in a few actions, and just got inspired to sort of want to know more and care more about planet Earth, and so that led us here to New York City to this sort of yearly culminating event, which is really exciting. And one thing that people are sort of saying is that this is a big focal point, but this isn't the end all be all. This is sort of the jumping off point or the catalyst to bring this conversation up in a bigger sense, to get more of the stakeholders involved so that we really can create the future together that we all want to be a part of.
And have you spoken to any local citizens of New York City about this Climate Week and their impressions about it?
We've spoken with some people, absolutely, you know, just kind of starting conversation or within a started conversation. And that's when we kind of realized, you know, it's going to be a lot tougher to kind of get people on board, because a lot of people just aren't aware, or they kind of have this mentality that whatever they can't say it, that they're too small to do anything, so they don't try. So mm-hmm. we're really trying to battle and give those people who see those, you know, ways of thinking, you know, that, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. There's a lot more that you can do and be a part of, even if just an individual.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking with Katie and Kay and for giving us the opportunity to air some of the content that you collect while you are there in New York City covering Climate Week. Once again, there is going to be a local event organized by 350 Colorado and Soperus Park in Carbondale. That's on Friday at noon. And you'll hear more about that in our local newscast either today or tomorrow. And I'd like to give both you, Anders Carlson, and Maya Saucedo, time to comment on anything else that you'd like while we're together here on the radio.
Really just kind of stay tuned for the content release. You can go to strikewithus.org and type in your zip code to look at any local strikes near you. Look up any of these youth leaders. Try to get the word out as much as possible. This is not the only event that we are going to be going to. This is just one to leverage a large amount of people at one time. Use our time wisely. So just try to help in any which way you can. There's many more. There's always more than one way to help.
Yeah, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get to come here and sort of participate, and it's been a really interesting experience just to sort of be living in Colorado or New Mexico or, you know, wherever you might be, and thinking about the environment and, you know, how much you enjoy living in Carbondale, Colorado. I think it's a very beautiful place that I want to protect, and then getting the opportunity to sort of come to a bigger stage and be part of a bigger conversation is super inspiring. And to me, it proves that if you want to be involved in something and you're inspired, then just do it. And you never know where you'll find yourself. You might find yourself in the United Nations, listening to the world leaders, discuss our future. So that's really all I want to leave everybody with is to just be inspired and be informed and follow along with the protests and this beautiful movement. Friday, September 20th, 12 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Mountain time will be the strike and the march through New York City. So I'm sure you'll be able to follow along with that on your news stations, TV, national coverage, international coverage will be there. So, very excited, and thank you again for the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Anders Carlson and Maya Saucedo, and best of luck to both of you in New York City this week. And we look forward to hearing more from you as you journey back to Colorado.
Thank you so much.